mind, like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrelok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not-so-humble host, the Psionic Outlaw, master of the Ghost Channel and Phantom Frequency, adept of the psionic arts, the first student of the Godfather of Psionics, Herr Doktor von Vrelok. Tonight's podcast is The Psionic Lanterns. When the Age of Chaos tore the veil between worlds, in an upcoming conjunction, in a time when the minds of men were clouded with confusion, and all that we knew as the old values forgotten, forbidden, virtues forsaken, stripped from the souls of our officers, and the world circling a drain, funneling down into the abyss of entropy, there came a brilliant flash of light in the minds of the few who were sensitive enough to glimpse its brilliant message. That message I am about to share with my listeners tonight, those of you who would honorably give your spirit to the Psionic Lantern Corps. So without further ado, let us begin. Much like water, this light needs a container. It is not free to radiate in this universe without man and woman's dark chrysalis of physical matter as its container. When I first came into contact with the light of the cosmical, what I experienced personally was like a sudden jolt, and then my cranium completely filled with the clearest and purest light imaginable. This light I share with you now. Through the emblem of Vrelok, the great V, which is the two streams of the Akasha forming an arc, binding the two electro and magnetic streams together. The lightning on one side is representative of revelation. The lightning on the other side is representative of prophecy. The two spheres of the mind, both of ultimate realization and foresight into the unfathomable future, are harmonized by an act of will. This will and power can be your ally when you begin the journey. All the power of the elite, in contrast, is tied together by a dark bond of willing submission to enslavement and servitude to an ancient archon. In contrast, the psionic brotherhood, the lanterns of the cosmic all, are all of us bonded by a brotherhood of independent will, collaborating on projects to keep individual freedom through independent knowledge well and alive. In our psionic path, we know that the gods, as it were, exist to serve our will, and that we are not their slaves. Our goal is the continuous weaving of the grand cosmic dream, to dream worlds into existence, so that wherein we souls may express our independent points of perspective, come together in both play, romance, business, and endeavors of new knowledge and be ourselves on the path to becoming like the eternal Aesir, those father and mother gods and goddesses of legend who have, on the astral level, discovered eternal life between the worlds, within the gradation of the grayscale, the transition threshold between a dream and a particle of ash drifting on the ethereal winds, holding all without and also within, like in an entire universe within a grain of sand. Its liberating intelligence is our aspiration, not the ignorance poured over us by the outlets of institutions and globalist servants of outdated archons and devils. Together, the world is ours, but we are together as individuals, independent, though bound by the emblem of Vrilok and held fast by the honorable stewardship, if I may be so bold. Tom Vrilok. Yes, myself, current steward of the Psionic Brotherhood, for now, and the Psionic Lanterns. I bid you to allow this light to fill your mind while you focus on your will to master its power within the emblem of our twin lightning streams. As we move forward in time, we will break out our prayer boards to bring various aspects of that inevitable societal transformation into new balance. We will wield our psychometric prayer board instruments as an extension of our inner selves and as a direct link to our cosmic all. Much as the samurai sword has ever been an extension of himself and extension of his soul. And we are no different here in the lanterns of the cosmic all. Supplied with our knowledge of psionic splicing, we may alter even the worst of devils and fiends to be made servants to man. Combined with our practice psionics, we may unravel new means of combating the stuffy and old dark powers of the world, like the gods of old, who hammered chaos into submission to build a world of order. For only with knowledge and wisdom combined with our interpretation of information, also known as proper dowsing, can we be effectively intelligent. And with all our training combined with experience in real-world projects, can we be certain that we are well armed for the battles ahead. Those of you so willing to read, to listen, watch, message me in the club. Well, there is a club awaiting you. Go to vrilok.club to begin the path of the Lantern and Psionic Knight. Now, aside from the tsunami of the new dark millennium upon us, there are some bits of good news coming down the pipe. Pay attention to some of my hints dropped on Twitter and Facebook, also good humor and entertainment. And here's something that many of you might have been anticipating. I am in the process of producing the second edition of Psionic Robot and Artificer's Guide to Anthropomorphic Constructs. This book will be smaller in size and dimension and easier for beginners to enjoy. Also, and perhaps importantly, the book will be more affordable for the times that we are all living in now. This is my gift to our loyal friends of Dr. Von Vrilok and team who put these publications together. So thank you, all of you, for supporting Vrilok's work. Our projects are yielding real world and global results. Yes, real results. To date, at least 3 children I have worked remote spiritual operations to help them, and all of them have been saved, all three. Among other things, we're heading forward into a world where our Project Robin Hood and Buccaneer Project is at least getting the attention of the controllers of society to put money back into our pockets from government, and we are seeing the gradual movement forward, well, to separate from the big federal shadow over our country. And that may take other forms as well. In the club, I may talk about this and speak on the topic more. What I want to leave you all with tonight is a free tip on how to win the first and most important battle against global tyranny. That is simply this. You come to a full realization that the small voice inside of your head is eternal. Once you can identify more with conscience rather than physical body and the various aspects of our influenced view of who we are, who we are told we are, then and only then do we reach that critical point wherein we are already one and on our way to the source of all creativity and ultimate intelligence in the cosmos. This is home. The home that you have been longing for your entire life. I know certainly I have. Like a moth summoned to a spider's web by the lure of charismatic luminescence, all of us are cocooned in the chrysalis of material matter, mundane ideologies, and ensnared in a matrix which seems to, well, which seeks to seduce us, while it slowly poisons us and drinks of our essence like a night creep or a vampire of legend. All very real. With enough psionic training, however, we can do more than hack and slash our way out of this web. We can also drive a cold, hard blade of mental power through the heart of this nasty spider. Metaphorically speaking, of course, but the world is rather like that. Our job is to become individually empowered now and awaken to new possibilities to fulfill our dreams, rather than entertaining the jollies of a super-rich few and the dogmas of the stupid collective. I invite you to partake in the ultimate freedom and harbor a fiery spirit of will. And as a psionic lantern, you will our survival and the darkness upon us. You know, when it comes to things like politics, bringing or extracting truth from politics is the art of photochromism. You light up the darkness and watch these cowardly bureaucrats turncoat. Oh yes, psionics is true freedom, and at times it can be truly fun. So let's have some fun while we're at it. And like Duke Nukem says, kick ass and chew bubblegum. All right. Thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, really thank you for your support of my work and for joining me on some global projects in the club. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.